Hey, sexy people. So I was totally not expecting to be doing a story time again this soon, but shout out to my wing weather, blizzard-like conditions. It's story time. If you did not listen to my last story time audio about Tuesday night, you should go listen to that because this is basically a sequel. Go listen. I'll wait here. Okay, you're all caught up? Perfect. All right, so my original plan for last night, Wednesday night, was to go a few towns over. You know this because you listened to the last audio. And watch this wrestling show that I happened to know about because I slept with a wrestler. Yeah. Anyway, that was the original plan. Go to the town, watch him perform, come back home. Because no big deal, right? Couple hours. Problem was, I was driving to the city and it was kind of getting shitty. The road was like fine, like not icy or nothing, but there was getting to be a fair bit of blowing snow. And like, I don't like driving in blowing snow when it's bright out and it was getting dark. And I was just like, ah, fuck, this kind of sucks. But I'm like, eh, we'll see how the day goes. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, get to town, get to the venue. I have never been to a wrestling event before, so this is in completely, completely new territory for me. So I was like, might as well like go all in. And I went and got like the VIP meet and greet ticket, which basically meant they let us in like an hour early. But I didn't know anybody. Like, I didn't know any of the wrestlers, and well, except for one, I guess. So I didn't really care. Anyway, so I get to the venue, and it's just in like a high school gym or whatever. And I didn't realize this at the time, but there's some dude on the microphone singing really badly and basically just being a complete goofball. Turns out that was the headliner. But anyway, this guy's just like, he's on the mic and he's like singing along badly to everything. And I guess most of this crowd is like most of the wrestler crew is like from the States. There's a couple of Canadians on the roster. But so this guy who's on the mic and singing along badly to a bunch of songs, he's like, you guys have any like Canadian singers? And he pulls up like Wikipedia Canadian artists, and like every single famous person, he's like, what? They're Canadian? What? They're Canadian? I didn't know they were Canadian. And it's all like, okay, us Canadians, like we know. Nelly Furtado, fuck yeah, Canadian. Celine Dion, yes. Avril Lavigne, okay, I'm sorry. Avril Lavigne, can you get more French? Have you ever heard her talk? She sure as hell ain't Cajun. Of course she's Canadian. Carly Rae Jepsen? What? Yeah, no, he's just going through the list of all of the people, and like the entire crowd is like done with him after the first like three people. And we're just like, yeah, we know they're Canadian. Fuck. Rush, they're okay, buddy. Like, duh. Okay. Anyway, he actually, there was a couple of things that he was like goofballing about that he just carried the joke just too long. Kept flogging the dead horse. It's just like, buddy, listen to your audience, just move on. Because after he was done being like, oh my god, I can't believe there's actually talent in Canada. Surprise. Then he started trying to trade us Donald Trump for people. And his first offer was Donald Trump for Justin Bieber. Which, okay, they are not nearly the same caliber of asshole. So, nah. But then instead of like sweetening the deal, he just started making it like stupid. He's like, Justin Bieber and Wayne Gretzky and the Raptors. And we're like, the fuck are you on, dude? Anywho, he was just goofballing, so whatever, fun times. And I can't remember if I met, because my guy came out and introduced me to his tag team partner, and I can't remember if that was before the show or during intermission. No, it was before the show, I think. Yeah, so he came out and introduced, and I could get between those boys. Mm-hmm. Anyway, actually, like, all through this, I'm busy texting him as well. And as I figured, like, okay, yes, he's at work, but if he can't be on his phone at work. He can turn it off. That's his business. So I'm texting him and I'm like, I'm having fun. And so the show gets started and it was actually really cool to watch. Like there was some bits of it, like there was some like very obvious fake hits that were kind of painful to watch, but like there was some really cool like throws and grapples and like the dodging and the moving. Like some of it was very, very pretty to watch. Like, I mean, good choreographed fights, even if you know they're choreographed, are fucking beautiful. And this is not like, it's like improv choreographed, if that makes sense. Like they kind of know what's going on, they kind of know the plan, but like there was a lot of like back and forth between the two, and it's very, very cool sort of deal to watch, and you kind of like get the flow of the match and where the story is going. So it was really fun to watch and I was having a good time. But yeah, there's a couple times where it's like somebody like slaps somebody and the reaction is just way out of line. And it's just like, okay, buddy, like, no, we can tell that this was not, but it was kind of fun to think about. Like, I would really like to like sit down and have drinks with these guys and just like shoot the shit and see what they're like outside of the ring. But you know, kayfabe and all that shit, or kayfabe, that's what it's called. Anyway, whatevs. It was fun times watching these guys. And then there's two matches. One of them was pretty okay, and then the other one, I don't know, it was a lot of like very fake looking stuff and I was kind of disappointed. But then my tag team comes out and yes. So first off, very, very cute, you know, booty shorts and very, very nice colors. They looked great. My tag team, the other tag team, kind of looked like shit, but they were supposed to, so they looked like shit. It was beautiful. Lots of throws, lots of grappling, lots of moving around each other. It was great. Oh, okay. Backing up, because I forgot something important. At the very beginning of the show, when everything's getting started, I'm wandering around the merch tables and like looking at shit. And I was like, I could get a poster and that'd be fun. But my guys didn't have anything that I saw. I wasn't really looking. I wasn't paying attention enough. But anyways, this other crew had posters and there was a bunch of posters that just had words on them. Well, like, shut up and wrestle, fuck off, whatever. Anyway, there's this one poster that just has in big black letters, yes, yes, yes. And I'm like, this has Brat written all the fuck over it, because yes, yes, yes was pretty much Tuesday night in a nutshell. Fucking good times. So I get this poster and I'm like, I am going to... I want to make my guy corpse. I don't know if this is possible, but I am going to test his kayfabe. Anyway, so I've got my poster and my boys come out and I like make eye contact and lift the poster. He gives me a wink and the finger guns. It was good. But yeah, it was like a really, really pretty match to watch. Like, you know, tagging in and out, like the struggle and yeah, just like a lot of the throws. And I found out after the fact, in fact, that one of the things, one of the moves had kind of gotten fucked up. And if he hadn't told me that had happened, like I never would have caught it, that there had been a fuck up, because the way the guys moved around each other and together, it was really pretty to see. It was very cool. The rest of the matches were meh, whatever. They were okay. But I, yeah, definitely was enjoying my people. So I was basically, intermission came and the guys came out, the tag team came out, and they're like, oh, how'd you like the match? And I was basically like squirming and squeeing the entire time of the match. And I'm like, that was so much fun. It was so fucking much fun. Little bit turned on, not gonna lie. So I told them, like, I fucking loved it. It was fabulous. Maybe a little biased, but so fucking good. Anyway, so, yeah, meanwhile, through the rest of the match, I'm being a horrible audience member and busy texting my guy. And he's like, oh, it'd be nice to see you again tonight. But, you know, your town is a little far for me to drive, back too. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, the roads were kind of shit. So maybe I was thinking about getting a hotel somewhere. And he's like, oh yeah. So, yeah, I found a hotel and waited for him to show up, which I was kind of like, wish I had had my laptop, but it was good because I kind of needed to like run to a convenience store and get like a toothbrush and toothpaste because I hadn't really planned on staying. And I realized after the fact that my car kit does not actually have a proper overnight kit, which is a problem, but has since been resolved because I got home and I packed a car kit because shit's important, guys. Safety first. Also, I needed to get condoms. So that's the other safety first thing. Anyway, so hanging out in the room, waiting. He's texting me like, gonna be there in an hour. And I'm like, fuck, I guess I could nap. But then I was texting somebody else, so they kept texting me back and forth. So I couldn't actually nap. And then it's like 20 minutes. And so then like, I'm just laying there. And then it's like watching the phone. It's like, okay. 10 minutes, gonna open the curtains a little bit. 15 minutes, oh, I hear a car, is that? No, it's a different car. And then I hear another, oh yeah, there he is. So open the curtains a little bit wider and like peeking out, making sure he knows which one is my room. Yeah, okay, good. I'm a dork. Super dork. But, yeah, so... unlock the door, let him in. He's like, it's fucking cold out here. And I'm like, yes, it is actually fucking cold. Because, yeah, cold snap. It is fucking cold. It's not just, oh, this is Canada cold. It's fucking cold. So get him in. Start warming him up a little bit. and he had to eat. So, see, he was eating and we were just kind of bullshitting about, like, stuff, and I was saying that like the performance was really fun, it was a really cool show, and we were kind of like sort of just back and forth on like kind of the similarities between our respective performing gigs, I guess. And actually it's kind of interesting how similar they can be. I mean, especially for me, because I mostly like rough script and then improv everything. And yeah, the storyline for a match is basically a rough script, and then you just kind of have to roll with whatever happens in the ring. So that part was really fun, just kind of talking about that. And then he's like, I really want to listen. Like, I want to know where I can find these bits of you, because I'm like, yeah, no problem. I will send you the link, or we can do that later, whatever. So finished eating and he's like, so I smell like a dirty wrestler and I want a shower. Would you like to join me? And I'm like, I am glad that you invited me, because otherwise you would have to lock the door to keep me out. So yeah, shower. yeah, naked, slippery, wet bodies in the shower. Good times. And oh yeah. He soaped me up very, very thoroughly. It was very, very good. He even did my feet. And I am proud of myself. He washed between my toes without me kicking him in the face or falling over. So yes, foot worship receiving practice is paying off. He's going to listen to this now and be like, I did not realize I was at risk of being kicked in the face. Yes, surprise, surprise. he was having way too much fun. He has learned how easy it is to make me come, so pretty much like every chance he had his hands between my legs and he's just like teasing, and I'm just like, ah, no. Yeah. I am also easily distracted because fuck. Right, okay, so shower, yes. we got all toweled off, headed back into bed, so of course, naked, cuddles, good times. Just making out, he was on top of me, and then So just regular cuddle makeouts. And then he kind of like scoops my one leg up kind of on his shoulder. And I'm like, oh God, this is, please let this be going the way I think it is. And kind of like kisses my thigh and like grins, whatever. Grabs up the other leg. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is kissing down my thigh. And boy knows how to eat. Ooh. Lots and lots of clit work, which makes me a very, very happy brat. The only awkward part was because he had my legs up and because of the way my pelvis was tilted, ladies, you know where this is going. Orgasm, you know, spasming, air getting sucked in, relax, queefing. But he took it in stride. And really, frankly, any guy that will do that and doesn't take the queef as the compliment it is can go fuck themselves. There was also a couple times where I, like, you know, caught his head in my thighs and, like, held him because I needed a breather. So there was that, too. And then at one point I hauled him up and made him stop because I was like, okay, need an actual breather. I checked in, had a little safety conversation again. And just like usual hookup patterns and whatever, because even with a hookup, gotta think about protection levels and all that jazz. And so I asked him if he wanted a blowjob, because I'm all about that consent. So I rolled him over. Yeah, that's right. Like twisted around and threw him on his back. Okay. He took it like a wrestler. It was great. It's like, nice throw. I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. The only reason that even worked at all is because you helped me. But I got to go down on him. And yes, ball sucking. Started with the balls because that's how I roll. And he's like, you could just like suck on them until you think they're going to hurt. And I'm like, all right, I can do this. I have kicked a man in the nuts before. If pain or the edge of pain is what you're after. He made great faces. Oh, dude was just, those faces were very much I'm in heaven faces. So sucked his balls one at a time, sucked them both at the same time. Lots of teasing. And it was very much like, it was not a I'm going to make you come blowjob. It was, I'm just teasing the fuck out of you blowjob. So that was great. Lots of slow licking, a little bit of deep throating, a little bit of gagging. But basically teasing and fun times. And yeah, by the look on his face, he was definitely enjoying himself. So yeah, brat got skills. And then it was like, you know what? Okay, want to get fucked again. So I got the condom on him and climbed on top and immediately realized that last night was on the edge of overdoing it. So, like, things are a little swollen and sensitive, so it kind of hurt just a little. But it was still good hurt, so I just, like, rode through it. So, yeah. Riding, coming. I'm not even gonna mention how many times I came. You can just assume that like every time I go, there was probably about 4 or 5 orgasms in there. Cause yeah, I come a lot and very easily, and it was good times. So riding, he sits up. So, you know, face to face, sitting up, cuddling. This is good. This is good. He starts like working his way towards the end of the bed. Like, okay, I got my like legs wrapped around his waist. And he stands up. Yep. Picks me up, turns around, throws me on my back. I'm like, yes. Which is very exciting for me because I don't get tossed around very often. So I was very, very happy about that. So, yes, threw me around. Went to town. So much coming. So much coming. Oh, very, very, very much yes. A lot of yes. So, bell rings on round one. And so we're cuddling a bit. Had some chips because snacking between rounds is always good. Anyway, he said he wanted to hear. I mentioned that I had done a storytime audio. And he's like, I want to hear this. And I'm like, okay. So he pulls up Soundgasm on his phone and find it. And so we start listening to the whole story from Tuesday night. Which, I will admit, there was a few parts that were a little embarrassing for him to hear. But that's okay. It's over and done with now. As he's kind of laughing at me. Like, who's this asshole from Chicago? So yeah, we listened to that while we caught our breaths and some more cuddling, and he's like, wow, you have a way with words. And I'm like, I was not aware that counted as a word, but okay, whatever you say. Also, he made fun of me for giggling too much, which, come on, you guys know me, that's how I roll. I do giggle way too much. And if you don't like it, you wouldn't be listening to this anyway. So, yeah, anyway, we were cuddling after that. And he's like, that kind of got me worked up again. And I was like, I can deal with that. I can. So he suggested 69ing, which, yes, absolutely. We're all over that. He got into the ass play a little bit with that. So that was very fun. I was on top for the 69. So he was teasing a little bit of everything, and I was trying to focus, and basically, I'm sure if somebody, like, saw me, it was really weird, because I would, like, have his cock in my mouth, and then it would, like, I would probably squeak, because finger going up my ass and lose it, so then I'm, like, trying to find it, but I'm trying to support myself with my hands, because... As I'm always terrified, like, okay, so this guy has, like, picked me up and thrown me around, and yet I'm still scared to put all my weight on him. It doesn't make any sense, I know, but. So there was some mutual teasing. Very fun. I died a couple of times. And so then when I was done, I just, like, sat up above his head so that he couldn't get at me anymore. And he sat up and he's like, okay, come over this way. I'm like, what are we planning here? So he's sitting on the edge of the bed, condom on, and he gets me to kind of like sit on his lap. So I'm kind of like squatting. I'm not really on the bed, except for the part of me that's, you know, on him. And just kind of like bouncing. And I definitely need to do more squats if I'm going to be doing that anytime soon. But that was really fun. Like, really fun. My bed at home is pretty much a mattress on the floor because I was like, meh, I don't really need, like, a bed frame, right? Okay, yeah, having proper height to a bed is a lot of fun. I keep forgetting this little bit of information, but holy fuck yeah, hotel bed. We shoved the mattress around a lot, so that was fun. Anyway, so I'm bouncing in his lap, kind of with a squat, and I got some readjustments so that I could actually work it. So that was very, very fun. He was reaching around. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's completely unnecessary. But yes, please. Come, city. And then he stands up and turns me around and bends me over the bed, and I got loud. Yeah, like screaming like a banshee, like into the sheets, biting the pillow or the blankets. Fun fucking times. And yeah, this is where we're like pushing the mattress off of the bed. Don't give a fuck, cause I'm getting fucked. And then. This is my problem with story time is, like, post-sex, a lot of the details kind of, like, just end up being part of this, like, haze of, I know it was really fucking awesome, and that's all I remember. So somehow I ended up on my back again, because that's generally how he finished, with me on my back and him buried to the hilt inside of me, which was great. But yeah, no, he was working hard for round two. Like dripping sweat, which was for the sensation whore in me, actually quite nice to be dripped on during sex. Yeah, so then we toweled off after he was done because we were really a sweaty mess. More pillow talk about audios and quality and performing and all that fun stuff. I can't remember. I think it was like between rounds. We were laughing about getting to know people in weird ways, because he had mentioned that like one of the wrestlers who like his character was like a poof from San Francisco is basically like super straight. And I was like, you know, that makes a lot of sense. That's, I can understand that. I can buy that. Anyway, and I was talking about how on GWA and TeamSpeak, how we all kind of know each other in really weird ways. Like, you know, I don't know your first name, but A, I have heard you come, and B, I know all of the filthy kinks you're into. And how interesting it is that we get that sort of like different intimacy between friends. And how I can tell you all about this when, yeah, not everybody gets to hear story time with Brad. Mm-mm. Oh, and so just like it came up in conversation that was like, oh yeah, and then sometimes, you know, we'll go from a conversation about how shitty our days were at work to who made the best blowjob sounds. And he's like, okay, so wait, explain to me, how do you do like blowjob sounds without like blowing someone? And I'm like, well, okay, like lots of girls use a dildo and then some people just use fingers. And he was like, what, how do you think, like, what? So I'm like, okay, well, I'll show you. So I like gave him like the quick and dirty, you know, like a finger, well, okay, I was sucking on my fingers, I was like behind him, and so I did my usual thing, and he's like, huh, yeah, no, I could see how that would work. Don't knock it, buddy. Didn't tell him how to fake eating pussy, because that's not my specialty. I forgot to tell him about the popsicle trick. Oh well, in case you're listening, some girls use popsicles. That is the other trick to making a good sloppy blowjob. Good sucking noises out of popsicles. Yeah, okay, so sweaty, that was round two. Cuddling and mostly sleeping. There were a few times during the night that I was a brat and like rolled over on top of him, a little bit of grinding until I came, and then I just rolled over and went back to sleep. outer course. But I think he was probably good, because he didn't go for anything more. If you wanted something more and you missed it, I'm sorry. Anyway, apparently they're coming back on tour in April. So yeah, okay, so this is like a half hour worth of story time, so I think we're done here. But yeah. Very, very fun times, and I have now had a fling with a professional wrestler from Chicago, so go me. Ah, fun fucking times. Fucking fun times. Fun times fucking. All right, stay sexy, people. I will talk to you again in February, for reals. Pretty sure I'm not getting laid again before then. Pretty sure. Then again. The universe has been doing strange things to me lately, so who knows? If it happens, you'll hear about it here. Mwah.